Kevin McHugh 1-0 in the end, but I suppose given the chances Tredy created in the second half, they'll feel they deserve that victory.
Yeah, I thought first half it was us, without testing the keeper, especially the first 20-25 minutes. I thought we were very good. Everything was working. We were creating chances. We were getting to the byline. We put balls across the box, but we just lacked the cutting edge. We just lacked that bit of quality in the final third, unfortunately. And then just a soft goal to give away. It just came from a throw-in here. And nobody picking up on the edge of the box. And it's all the time in the world to curl in. So at this level, that's unacceptable. The goal we conceded. So, and then, yeah, you rightly say in the second half, we threw caution to the wind. And we emptied the midfield and put an extra body up front just to try and get something out of the game. And they probably could have won the game comfortably. So... last week we didn't really deserve anything out of the game and we won the game. This week I felt we deserved something out of the game and unfortunately we've got nothing.
You did say after last week's game when we were chatting about Tredy coming tonight, Kevin, that they'd beaten you 3-0 down at their place earlier in the season, so they, you know, you weren't taking this one for granted, and they showed tonight they have a bit about them.
No, they're a decent side. They're experienced, you can see the physicality that they bring as well. Unfortunately, the night, you can take a look even at some of the bench we had. We've basically an under-18 team on there, and they're very light coming on the pitch, and it's very hard for them to impact the game when you have hugely experienced players. And what Tredy have, they're not bringing on any 16, 17, 18 year olds, you know what I mean? They're seasoned pros, and unfortunately that's where we are at currently as a club. These players out here, like it or not, they're giving their all for the badge and for the jersey, but it's just not enough at the moment. And other teams have just got bigger and better squads, a more experienced squad, and we're trying to blood people through, and unfortunately you're just going to, this is the kind of things that's going to happen, you know.
Yeah, and that result means that they overtake Finn Harps. Harps dropped to the bottom of the first division. We're just wondering, had Harps ever been bottom of the first division before? But I suppose that doesn't really matter. The focus now is to try and get back out of there, Kevin.
Aye, the way the league table is, it's what's the gap between you and fifth, whether you're sitting 8th, 9th, bottom, it makes no difference. It's the gap between you and 5th, and trying to bridge that gap and try and stay in and give yourself something to play for in the last phase of games. And that's been our kind of objective all year, stay in the hunt for that. And this was a blow tonight, because if you've got 3 points tonight, you're just chipping away at that 5th place, and you've got a cup game next week. But for us to be saying, oh, we're bottom of the league, will that affect us? It doesn't. If you were completely cut adrift from 5th place and you didn't have to play for, then I would be severely disappointed. But you've still loads to play for, still loads of points to play for. We do need bodies in, as you see, and we're just super light with people out and people being released. So yeah, hopefully we can get a few faces in.
Yeah, because there were changes tonight, Kevin. Some players missing tonight. Gavin McAteer missing from midfield tonight. What's the story there?
Gavin was sick all week. Aaron was sick all week. That's why he didn't start as well. And he'd done the bench for us, to be fair to him. But Gavin just couldn't. He was just in his bed all day yesterday and all day today. So unfortunately, Gavin couldn't even compete, you know.
Okay. Listen, finally, Bray Wanderers next week. A chance to put the league situation aside and turn the attentions to the visit of a team who had a big one themselves tonight.
Yeah, Bray. You'll see Bray's a top side as well. When you're looking at a home game to try and get into the next round of the cup, you're maybe hoping for a junior team to maybe come here or something. But Bray's going to be a tough game, and then we've got Bray very quickly afterwards in the league as well. We know the qualities that they have, but here we want to get into the second round of the cup. It's a brilliant competition, and a wee cup run can do the squad the world of good, you know.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
No bar.